Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people
break it up with Linda
Mitchell. Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cash.
Well, good evening. Hi. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Wherever you're listening in from, you're waking up with Linda Mac Shan, and this is Mind for Monday. We're going to take it a little past short and sweet today. We're going to make it long and strong because we'll have Tiffany with an eye with us. He's going to be speaking on healing. And guess what? Philip Bell of Phil and Them will be on with us. And if you have anything that you want to celebrate, even if it's just yourself, you want to hear about the things that Phil and Them do for you, and anytime you hear the name Philip Bell, you want to go wherever he is. You know, the biggest obstacles to our progress exist within our own lives in the form of cowardness and the tendency to give up. Breaking through these barriers will unleash a surging wave of change, okay? This is from a quote from one of my favorite mentors, Sasaki Ikeda, and it was written in a segment in the Shakyo Shimbu out of Japan to my friends. Check them out by Sakuri Keita. He gives you that roadmap to life, and it's up to you how you want to drive to your destination. But keep in mind, the biggest obstacles to our progress exist within our own lives, but we can change that. This program is being sponsored by CUC, Vacation and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization with advisors and consultants that help you reach your goal through training, education, unification, and anything that you want to do, specializing with our youth, starting at the beginning. That's where it all starts here. So we're going to come on in. I want you to listen to this before Tiffany with an I joins us, and we're just going to have some fun and give you some things to be mindful of on Monday. Welcome in.
Thank you.
That's right. Tiffany with an I is coming on with us. And she's going to tell you what's happening out there. Tiffany with an I see it. I strategize on it. I change it and I complete it. Welcome in, Tiffany. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well on this Monday. How are you?
You know, I'm wonderful over here. It's that kind of day with all these energies moving out here. We have to reach out to the sky and get up in the sky to figure out what's going on out here. And I know that you have had a wonderful weekend. It's the beginning of the week. It's going to be a short week for us. So let us know what's happening out here and what we need to do before we move on through this healing process. Got some planetarian facts for us today, Tiffany with an I?
Well, as you know, we've been talking about Scorpio. We're moving out of Scorpio into Sagittarius in a couple of days, so that brings even more clarity. And we are going to be healing from the wounds that we've had for so long. So the energies now are very healing energetically. Well, energy is healing anyway, but they're very, very strong now, as opposed to other years where we thought we were in the healing process, but it was still, there was some resistance. Now the energies are going to be more accommodating, if you will. So they're going to be more present, more supportive, and going to help us really transmute the healing process. So we've delved in, and hopefully you have, and if you have not, I'm sure you will at some point. But we've started to look at our deep-rooted issues, like I said, that may have extended in, you know, from our childhood that have carried us throughout, you know, the last 20, 30, 50, however many years. And so now it is, like I said, a very strong healing process. I was talking to a couple of people over the weekend, some of my friends, and it is really all about healing. And one of the comments was, she's new into this relationship, and she says, I think he's here for me to heal, and we're healing each other. And I thought, what a beautiful statement to make, right? Confirmation on what we've been talking about and that, you know, going through and now healing. So I'm getting a lot of that. So I know that we definitely are there. And it's just going to be a beautiful process. And I'm all about change. I'm all about change for the better as we, you know, go through this stage, this phase of pioneering and new beginnings and really doing things that we've never done before because we've never been here. So, and we're just getting ready. Quite simply, we're just getting ready and prepared. We had to, you know, open up the wounds, heal the wounds to get prepared for the next phase, which is going to be exciting in the new year to come.
So you're saying with this healing process and all of these energies moving out here that those of us who are becoming aware of these things so we're not going totally crazy with the holiday season coming up and all the stuff that's happening, it's all a good thing. And it's all lessons, you know, any up, any down, any disappointment, anything that we receive in our lives, we have to be appreciative of it because it's a lesson. Could be a good lesson, could be a bad lesson. But as I tell individuals, I bet you won't do that again. If it comes again, you will understand exactly what it is. I've noticed that persons have been drifting in my mind that I haven't thought about in 20 years. And I'm saying, where did that come from? Okay? So that's something that's probably lying deep-rooted in there as we talk about digging deep with Scorpio that's bringing it up. You either think about it, you appreciate it, or whatever you need to do about it, but it's rising its head again. And it's there for you to recognize, okay, and to do something about it. And from what I'm listening to is that you need to heal that wound. And keep going, close it up so you can step into a new beginning, a new year, and leave, clean it up, you know, the year end is just what it is. When we have celebrations and things of that nature, most groups, most spiritual groups, they class it as a year end, okay? You're ending that. So whatever's there that wasn't right, get rid of it. Whatever you feel that you need to change, change it so that you don't take that into the next phase with you. We go through levels here.
Exactly.
So I knew that, you know, you were going to talk to us, and I played my favorite song, Reach High, because that's what we have to do. We have to reach high. We have to stay high, okay? Very, very high, mm-hmm. because there's so many things that are going on, you know, just confusion, everything, you know. Okay, so we're going to do a year end on it and be very, very appreciative that we're all still
right.
here to do that, because we definitely have a mission. Yeah, we definitely have a mission.
We
and
do.
I take
we all
a mission.
Have a
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we all
have a mission. And we wouldn't be here if we were not here to take that journey. I turn all my missions into vows. The vow is a little bit deeper than a mission. Because when you take a vow, you're not swayed. You're not blown around like a leaf on a tree. You stand firm like that redwood tree, rooted in. And you take care of what you need to take care of no matter what. And as I was mentioning earlier before you came on, the biggest obstacle to our progress is this within our own lives, okay? And the ones that are cowards and the ones that have a tendency to give up, get over it, okay? Bust on through it. You have to break through the barriers no matter what it is to unleash a surging wave of change. And it's all about change. It's just new beginnings now. Nothing is being done
yes.
the way it was done before. And it takes a while for us to adjust, you know, to see that that's not working anymore. And those out there, you and I were speaking of, earlier today, those unkind people, those ugly, nasty people, you know, when you're dealing with an individual that's coming with you heartfelt, they're coming with their heart, they're sincere, don't mistreat them. Because if you do, you're getting ready to get a universal, what we call, butt-whooping. And one thing you don't want is a universal butt-whooping, because you cannot find out where those licks are coming from, okay? And the minute you put it out there, you have to be very careful what you say, do, and think, okay? And especially if you're a person that's spiritual and you're moving from within out, be very, very careful out there. Be kind, okay? It's crazy out here. The holidays are coming up, and I'm going to say this. We want people to be mindful of. Don't go in that market on Wednesday night. Go get your shopping out the way tomorrow. And if you have not found that can of cranberry sauce, make you some, because it's crazy out there. Okay, get your stuff, and the persons that have those frozen turkeys, take them out now. Don't wait till Wednesday to unthaw them, because you won't be all the way done. I'm just sitting back, relaxed here, because, you know, I deal with that chef, Mario, the singing chef, and he's hooked me up. Because I don't really want to turn on too many burners, even though I might have to go to plenty dinners. But I still like to have my dinner at home when I get home, so I can really kick my shoes off and eat, okay? So prepare yourself out there. Some of us are going through, have different ways. You know, there's turkey shortage and all of that. When you say turkey to me, if I don't get that fried turkey coming out of that steaming pot in Texas, I don't eat it. If you have never had fried turkey, you need to taste it done the right way. And once you have a fried turkey done the right way, you will never eat another baked turkey. So when they say turkey to me, I just fix me some Cornish hens, because nothing is like that fried turkey coming out of that pot golden, seasoned to the bone, crispy on the outside and moist on the inside. And they know how to do it down there. I'm not talking about frying it in skillet. It's a tradition that comes out of New Orleans. Because Texans are beef eaters, okay? But they got that fried turkey down with the pot, and when he's steaming and hollering, he's done in 45 minutes, Tiffany. And he sits on that plate about 4 minutes after he comes out. It is some very, very good eating. So when people are saying baked turkey, I'm not too excited, okay? I just fix some Cornish hens and call it a day with all my macaroni and cheese and candied yams and course, you know, I have to have that key lime pie. Most people eat potato, but when you're dealing with the singing chef Mario, you want his key lime pie. And hopefully, after the holidays, maybe next week, he's going to join us and give us some suggestions. So, everybody, you really want to tune in for next Thursday. We will not be up this Thursday because we're going to be trying to flush out all that food that we have eaten. And you do the same thing. But we'll be back on Find It Out Friday to check out and let you know what we found out and what we need to do next. You know, Tiffany, I Phil and Them's coming on. You know, Phil and Them, Phil and Bill. I don't know what your time is like. I don't know if you have another appointment. But if you'd like to hang on and listen, because he's a pretty exciting young man, okay? Very, very talented. And if you want to be entertained in any form you want to be entertained, you need to be in his presence. And so hopefully he's going to come on the second segment with us. And if you get an opportunity to kind of hang on a little bit, if not, I'll get the information to you. So I'm being mindful over here, trying to get all this stuff out in one thing and talk about these new relationships and these confirmations and change for the better, because we get ready for the new beginning. And I'd say welcome in, hold on to the doorknob, because it's not over yet. And it's like
that's
energy.
True.
Yeah, it's not
it's
over.
Not.
So if you're not.
But the good thing is that we're going to overcome this. This is the time that we're definitely going to overcome it, so we'll never have to repeat this again. That's what the beautiful thing about the energies are this time. It's like, okay, if we've been carrying it for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, we are going to overcome it, settle it, and never deal with it again, some of these issues that we've been for so long, been with us for so long. So I'm excited about that, because Lord knows I've had my challenges here. The past month, just like you have had your challenges, and I'm sure some of the other listeners have had challenges too. And as you were saying, things come up from the past, people come up from the past, and, you know, Saturn is either retrograding or going direct. And Saturn is a planet of lessons. So when Saturn decides to retrograde, it's a long time of learning lessons. And, so all the stuff that has come up in the past for me and really having to look at it has been interesting, a very, very interesting time for me. I mean, and not to say that, you know, I don't reflect every retrograde period, I do, but some of the stuff has been very intense. You know, the hidden things that we didn't know were coming to surface, at least for me, and it brought some, it actually healed me, some things that I found out I didn't even know that did pertain to my childhood, and you know, questioned came to the surface, and I got answers, and I was like, oh, so now I feel free and I can move on, because I feel like I've healed from it. I've gone through the process of literally healing, taking the steps to heal, and now I'm done with it. Like, I don't even have to deal with it anymore. And most of us won't. So we're bringing closure to those things and heal, you know, really healing. So overcoming, it's a whole different healing now. It's not that we're healing, but then we might have to repeat the cycle. This is like, this is it. Like, we're done. And, you know, we need to as we move forward. So, it's been very heavy. I'm sure you said earlier, right? It's been kind of heavy. You're thinking of people and they're popping into your mind, not because you're necessarily thinking of them, they might be thinking of you. And so you're revisiting, you know, relationships that you thought about and why it went wrong or why it's going right or what the, you know, what's to come in the future, or, you know, if you need to close the door, close the door. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes people come up so that you can learn the lesson on how to be treated in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know that you are the one that is supposed to be valued. Both people, absolutely, but you, like we always say, take care of yourself first. Love yourself. Mm-hmm. When you love yourself, you can love someone else, or you can be kind to someone else. So it all begins with you. But if you, you know, don't do your homework or don't heal, or don't you can't have these good relationships. You know what I'm saying? But if it's time for it to close, like Dr. Berg said, it's time to close. It's close that door, because some people were meant to be in your life for a reason and in a season sometimes. But maybe that season is not that long.
And we have.
So if they revisit with the same stuff, then you know you probably need to close the door because they haven't changed.
Right. And be able to recognize it. But I know on my end here, when I find myself doing whoever, whatever pops up, I think about it and I offer appreciation, okay? Because everything is a lesson, everything is a gift. So, you know, sometimes sometimes you get a can of worms, and sometimes you get a golden covered jewel box. It's still a gift. So when that shows up and it comes into your life again, or it's popping back up, be appreciative of it no matter what, because it happened for a reason or a season, as you say. And that way you can sort of like take a deep breath, say your affirmation, you know, I have permission to live in the present. I do not have to stay in the past. Okay, and I take care of myself, and I will take care of myself each and every day. So those things pop up as reminders, or as you say, when we're revisiting, I call it the R&R, revisiting and reflecting, okay? And they're there for a reason. Sit down and pay attention. Sit still and talk to yourself. But whatever it is, be appreciative of it. And that is a quicker release instead of, oh, yeah, well, you know, they did this and they are like this. Leave that alone, because that was then. We're in new beginnings now. And if you find yourself doing that, and whatever your form of balancing yourself off, if it's just reading the Bible, if it's chanting, if it's praying, if it's writing in the sand, if it's rattling your stones, you will find that when you settle down and listen to yourself or listen to what's coming to you, you begin to have a big, bright smile on your face. And that's what I call at the time dealing with happiness. See, some people, they don't have the definition of happiness. Some individuals have never been happy, so they cannot understand what it is. But there's two types of happiness. There's a relevant and there's an absolute. And if you can get to that absolute stage, you will always walk around with a smile on your face, no matter what. It's just built in that way. So, again, I am glad that you're talking with us about healing and what these energies are doing out here. And then, yeah, we have to go. That Saturn is something else, because you say that's that planet that's about lessons, right? And when we're dealing with Scorpio here, we talk about these things because as we speak on them, we're learning each and every day about them. We're not experts over here, and we don't claim to be astrological geniuses, but we do understand energy, because we're all energy and we're all connected together. So whatever we find out, we like to care and share it with you, because we care. Sometimes it might sound like we're talking in circles, and a lot of times we are, because you know what? You know how energy moves. Energy moves in a circle. Okay? And what you don't want to do is get caught up in that whirlwind and don't understand what's going on. So whatever we find out here, we got to share with you. We're digging deeper. We're getting good. Stephanie will be traveling, so we will still go on with Tell It Tuesday, but we're going to have another subject. I don't like to deal with her chakras because she is the queen, but we will bring something to you tomorrow on Tell It Tuesday, and might be short and give you some update information to help make your Thanksgiving a bit more thankful, okay, because that's what it's all about. And we also know family gatherings sometimes can be very powerful, overwhelming, but just keep in mind. Yeah, it can be a bit challenging. You know, persons that are there that really want to be there, there's persons that want to be there and can't get there, so that puts enough energy out there, so they want to make it bad for those who are there. It's just a lot happening when we talk about our holidays and our celebrations, but what we do here is to take you inside. We move from the in out, not the out in, because you do never let your environment control you. You control the environment. And in order to do that, you have to be in tune with yourself, be aware, be observant, be strong, take your vitamins. And when I'm saying being strong, back to you cooks out there, pull that jar of turmeric, powdered turmeric off the shelf, and sprinkle it in your seasonings, okay? Because you want to continue to build your immune system, and turmeric is an immune builder. So put it in your food, okay? Put it in your food. We're still out here breathing whatever this is. It's not over. So don't sit back and get so comfortable and relax, okay? It's still floating out here, whatever it might be. So put that turmeric in your seasonings. And you can get it powder form, have liquid, have the way you want to do it. But it is an immune builder out there. So you want to keep yourself as healthy and as balanced as you possibly can, because we all realize that it's a lot of unbalanced people out here, okay? It's a lot of things happening. And we're all individuals, and we do not operate the same way. So if you keep yourself in check, become aware, learn how to take deep breaths, learn how to take the deep breath before you speak. And I'm not saying put yourself in that person's shoes, but go a little bit deeper. Have a little bit more compassion and understand. Some people won't admit that they're unbalanced, okay? But we are all going through it out here, and it's going to take all of us to team together to unify and get through it. Like you said, we're going to overcome it. But it takes
unity. We are. And to add to your breath, your breathing technique, if someone breathes deeply three times, it will change, it will recalibrate. You'll recalibrate and you'll feel calmer. So if somebody approaches you, you're already stressed, just stop and breathe three times deeply. Take three deep breaths. They always say that, right? And it does work because it recalibrates the energy and the oxygen so that you can deal with whatever it is that you have to deal with. But at least it gives you time to pause and then deal with the situation when you're stressed.
To take the three deep breaths, sometimes I have to take about five of them. I have to take about five of them because it gets a little crazy. And, you know, when you have that outspoken word about you, it comes that way. But, you know, Tiffany, with an eye, I see it, I change it. I strategize it, I complete it. I'm going to, hopefully you can stay on the line with us because, as I say, you want to hear Mr. Philip Bell. I think you were on when they had the cast on from the last play. It wasn't the last play, but like I said, we're talking about celebration here, listeners. And when you want to celebrate yourself or celebrate anything, you do want to check out Phil and them. And they can come many, many, many ways, very talented. I'm just going to play a little bit of my favorite song, and then we're going to bring Mr. Philip Bell in. Can you just stay on the line a bit for us? And thank you, thank you, thank you.
No, thank you. And I want to, you know, for those who are going to celebrate Thanksgiving, have a happy one. And we'll see you Friday or talk to you on Friday.
We're going to tell you what we thought about and what we found out. But let's play a little bit of this. I mean, he can go in any direction. He has the acoustic sound, has a wonderful band. He's a wonderful actor. Just any form of entertainment, you want to check him out. As a matter of fact, I'll be speaking with you on something that might be happening, you know, in the middle of the month. And and hopefully we can both join. But I'm going to let him come on and talk about the next upcoming. But let me just play a little bit of my favorite song. Please stay on the line. If you have to go, I'll understand. I'll see you when you leave. But let's listen to Mr. Phil and them. Thank you.
Thank you.
On the back of this empty bus you bleed, from the wounds of the thorny crowns you keep, and the joy you hold to borrow comes from wine made sweet with sorrow, oblivion.
Just an example of some of the things that Phil and them can do. But I have Phil Bell on the phone with us this evening. Phil, welcome in. Thank you. How are you doing this evening?
I'm just doing great, just great. Thank you so much for having me tonight and playing my song. Wow, it just brings back memories when it was first written. I was going through some things, and one of my Filipino family took me in. So that song brings back some great memories. Oh, I miss you. How are you?
I missed you. I am wonderful. I know you've been doing phenomenal things out there. You know, I'm moving out low and slow, but I keep in touch with you. I missed the play that was done in Inglewood. I want you to tell us a little bit about that, and because you're so versatile in anything that you do. I mean, you take it from A to Z, and I know that there's something coming up December 3rd. I think it's in the Long Beach area. I want you to tell us about that. Just talk to us, Phil. Welcome. Thank you. I know you're busy. We appreciate you coming on, caring and sharing with us this
thank
evening.
Thank you so much. It's always a joy, and it's really a blessing to come and just talk with you. I really appreciate all the love you always send my way. And, yeah, I was in a play. It was the Cozy Couch series. It was a series of 7 one-act plays. And the play that I was in was called Sad and Low. It was written by Brandon Foxworth and directed by Sammy Wayne. And actually the story was about four brothers who were considering suicide. But by the end of it, they discover a reason to live. And it was a beautiful story. And around this time, you know, with around Thanksgiving and the holidays and everything, that idea of suicide, a lot of people are sad. But in this particular story, they end up finding a light and encouraging each other. And I think they're going to do a lot of different things with the play. They want to take it to different places just to start dialogue about some of the things that men and different people are going through. So I'm very
which
excited.
Which is a
about
wonderful
that.
Thing.
Yes, yes.
It's wonderful. Yes, and, participate in things that are very educational, very meaningful, and the storylines and the titles. What was the one that I interviewed the entire cast? What would they think? Was that the name of the play? That wasn't the name. That was
discussion.
The song.
Yes, a heated discussion. Yes.
Yes.
A heated
yes.
discussion. The play with the Bolby Theater Company, and that was really a joy. And the character I got to play actually was Richard Pryor. I was one of the last cast members to come in, and it was just a joy. It was an incredible cast, and they were all so happy that you had us on the show.
I had a ball.
It was all of us on the all of us on here. You interviewed us all. You got us all in, and that made us really feel happy. You know, so
well, it's all
that.
About you know,
the cast and the discussion.
Yes, it was a heated discussion, and I still have the song that was the title song of it. I don't play it. I hadn't spoken with you, but when we end, I might play that because that really puts some thought there, and it really will give people things to think about and to be thankful for. At this particular time, because that's really what it's about. So talk to me about what's happening in December. Is it December 3rd in Long Beach? What is that about?
Yes, December 3rd, my band, Phil and Them, is going to be playing live out at a club called K Sara in Long Beach. And as you know, it's like we've been able to play a few gigs now as things are opening up and everything. So we're very, very excited about us. As you know, we're a multicultural band. It's about 7 of us. I'm the lead singer. And it's real exciting. We're going to do some actual 80s, 90s covers. Songs, even though we do original music on this particular gig, they're requesting that we do like the 80s, 90s, and different things like that. So we're going to do some different songs. I think it's going to be pretty cool. And we're really excited about it because we're getting to get back out there again. And so we're very excited. Yeah, it's going to play, December 3rd. That's a Saturday. The first Saturday in December. And we're out there at the K Sara Club. And Sara is spelled S-E-R-A, so K Sara. It's so we're really excited. My manager, Chaz Faulkner, actually booked this gig for us, and so we're very happy about it. We are going to do a set. We go on the stage at 9:15. I think the doors open as early as 8:30, and we'd love everybody to come out. And if you say Phil, P-H-I-L, you tell them at the door, they will give you a little discount off the ticket price, which I'm not sure what the tickets are. But I know that they'll give you a discount. But I want you guys to come out. It's a fun time. You'll dance. You'll move. There's drinks even. You know, it's everything. So I think they have a nice little menu, too, for food. A reasonable price.
Okay. Okay.
So we're really excited about that. Yeah, we are in rehearsals right now, and it feels good to be back with the band. We're just now starting to get back out, so we're very excited about it. Everybody is, like, anxious and excited. So thank you for that. And let me just say a little something about that song. Around Thanksgiving, you were playing Summertime Rain, which is from my album You Feel Me and A Different Feel. And you played the acoustic version, which is available on Spotify and all music platforms. You Feel Me, the album, or A Different Feel. That particular song, and I have to tell you, Linda, I was going through like it was a rough period. As you know, you come out pursuing acting, you performing career, and a lot of times you find that things don't happen as fast as you would like. And during that time, I was trying to get some auditions, trying to get out, and things like that. But rent was due, and although my landlords were so they liked me, believed in my career and everything, but after so many months of not being able to meet rent, I found myself being addicted. And I didn't know where I was gonna go. I had two suitcases, and I knew that this brother at my church, his name was Brother Glenn, he had a recovery house. And I said, "Do you have an extra bed?" And he said, "Phil, I just gave my last bed." I said, "Well, would you carry me to the bus stop? Because I only have two. I don't want the people at the church to see me with my suitcases." So he carried me to the bus stop. And long story short, I ended up in Hollywood. And my Filipino friend's mother was on the second story balcony barbecuing fish. And she said, "Hi, Phil. How you doing, Phil?" And I looked up at her, looked down at my suitcases, looked back up at her, and tears that just rolled down my face. And she said, "Come, Phil, eat now, talk later, eat now, talk later." And this Filipino family took me in, and my best friend, Izzy, wrote that song for me. And so it means so much because a lot of people, you'll be surprised, that moved to Los Angeles, New York, different places to pursue their dreams. And sometimes, it doesn't happen like you want it to happen. But there are people that are strategically placed that will encourage you, give you a helping hand. And that family, a Filipino family, one of the many families that have taken me in during this time. So that's something to be very thankful for. And I would just encourage anybody to just be encouraged. Be encouraged. And because it's not always easy as we pursue our dreams, and but there are beautiful people out there. Some people don't know it's beautiful people, and I can't say that Latino people, Filipino people, Black people, White people, Asian people, everybody took Phil in as I pursue my career and dreams. So, and look at you, wow. Even you give me this opportunity to share. Thank you so much for that.
Well, I appreciate you. I fell in love with you, and I know Chaz, and he keeps up with me. And when I put things out there, I'm not one of those comment type persons, but he always pays attention, and he always lets me know he's paying attention. And you know what I believe in over here: each one teach one, and we all learn together. It's about unification.
Right.
It's about unity here. So when you have gifts, as you do, many, many gifts, and many of us have many, many gifts, we have to let those gifts soar out there. There's the persons that some have to work hard to do what they do, and some just have a natural, but it's still a gift any way you look at it. So my thing is, do not allow anyone to bend your sun ray okay? And we're all sunbeams out here. And so when one is like on low, the others have to step in and turn that knob up, you know, to make sure that we all keep moving. And I'm glad that you made the statement, because it takes the entire society to get it done. You know, it's just not no one thing. We're all in this together. And when you speak of, you know, the Filipino family, every time I meet someone from the Philippines, I tell them, bring me back some Philly nuts, okay? And I said, I must have been Filipino in my last lifetime, okay? But no, it takes all of us to get it done. We're all here in this together, and there are angels that are flying around us each and every moment of the day. Some of them have broke wings, some of them have one wings, but they trying to use whatever they have to lift the other one up. It's just like a flock of geese. When one gets tired and drop back, the others will go back and boost them up again. And the next one will take the lead. So if we operate like geese, okay, and this is what I'm getting from you and taking up the time to do it, we do it. But I love your songs. I love the Remember When. I haven't had the whole album. You know, I'm getting out low and slow, as I say. As a matter of fact, that play, that was the first one that had brought me out in 3 years, because I had to see it. Okay, and I am so glad that I had the opportunity to be there to meet the cast. So it was like a family reunion when they all came on, and it felt good to me, and I was glad to do it. And you orchestrated it, because you had to head it up, because all could not come, but the ones that, you know, could get on got on. And so we just had a wonderful time. It's all about, as I say, each one teach one, and we all learn together. Mm-hmm. I am so glad that you took out the time.
They were all so excited. They were very excited about it. It was incredible. We had like different interviews and different things, and you were one of the first ones to bring us on, and they were very, very excited about it. So I'll just give you love from them. I'm just thankful.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'm giving love to you. I'm not going to promise Long Beach. Like I said, I'm moving out low and slow. And if I don't have a driver, if the driver is not available, that means I have to drive myself, and I don't be out there after sundown. So if I can, you know, I don't do that. If I can just take up someone, or someone is would like to go, and we come together, we'll be there. I'm very familiar with Long Beach. As a matter of fact, I have a lot of clients in Long Beach, and I love Long Beach. I think my mother, I tell everybody, I think I was conceived in Long Beach. My mother never told me, but she lived in Long Beach. And I'm the only one in the family that lives in California. So what does that tell you? You know, they take it to their grave with them, right? But I think I was, I always often thought about that, right? I'm the only one out of the Texans that live in California, okay?
Wow.
And I love Long Beach. Yeah, so, you know, there's some stories that you'll never know, but I have my inside feel on that. So I'm very familiar with Long Beach, to go out and visit. Mm-hmm. But it, like I said, I want to see, and if I cannot make it, I'm telling everyone that's listening, if you want to celebrate anything, you want to see filling them, you want to be involved in anything that they're doing, from the theater to the stage to the acoustic sound for your functions, bring them in, because you will have some happy attendance. That's what I say. I looked at something. You were somewhere in Hollywood, and I don't remember, but I don't know if it was a performance, or did you do a Cab Calloway type thing? What was it?
Oh, I did. You know, my friend, she celebrated 70 years, and she had a Met Gala affair, and everybody dressed up, and of course I came with Cab Calloway in the white suit, and I ended up doing Minnie the Moocher, and oh wow, we had such a great time. Yes, that, yeah, you saw that.
Yes, I did. I did. I said, what is he doing now? And it was like right on it, you know, you're just skills. and you're very, very talented. And like I said, anytime I can catch you, and I know you guys are in rehearsal, I know you're getting busy, but I'm never going to forget about you. You never forget about it. And anything that you're doing, I want to know about it, because I do shout out those who I love, and I love you guys.
We love you. We love you. And I know Chaz is probably listening, so.
I hope so. I'll send him a link. I'll send him a link because he keeps up with me, okay? That he does. So this is December 3rd. Now, is anything happening for New Year's, or is that are those private, real talk, you know? Just
we'll
let me know.
I'll definitely keep you posted. There is a particular place. We're in the, I guess, in the hat. That we are probably going to be booked. They booked us like 3 years in a row. So we probably are going to be there, but I don't want to put that out there yet. We're going to wait.
I got you.
They want to. Well, we're excited, yeah. It just feels good to be back in rehearsal again, back on stage, and the people coming out, dancing, and just having a real good time. And I'm around these times in the holidays, so it just feels really good. It's a thing. It's a time to be thankful, and it just feels good. It feels good. So.
Well,
but
we
it is
are thankful.
Saturday, December 3rd, the doors open at 8:30. We hit the stage at 9:15, and if they say fill, I'll put that, they'll give a discount off the ticket price, whatever the door price is. So I'm really excited about that. So we would love for any of your listeners to come on out, and we just feel thankful. Yeah.
In
live,
yes,
we'll play R&B, pop, and funk.
Okay, R&B, pop, and funk, my kind of stuff. Okay, you know, I come from that funk era. Yeah, and so everybody that speaks it really don't know how to play it, but I know Phil and them know how to bring it on in, okay? What they think
oh,
is because
yeah.
They just be plucking. But, yeah, I know that you guys are going to really, really give them a show, and you never know. You know, I'm full of surprises. I'm full of surprises. It's just like I have to work it on my end, and I do like to sneak in and surprise, you know, because I like to see those big smiles come off of your face. You know, it's just like a thing that we do here. It's all about unification out there, people, okay? Mm-hmm. And again, Phil, I'm going to say.
People, music, unite, we are feeling them.
Yes, yes. So. I know your slogan, yes. But it's all about the people like that. Maybe,
that's right.
You know, after the elections and things and, you know, all of this political stuff, and I did have to make a statement because, you know, I'm that kind of girl, but I have to take
that's
deep
right.
breaths before I speak. And my statement was, you have to take that deep breath. It's like democracy. It's for the people, all people. And it's not for the privileged, okay? So once we get that message across and the people know that they are the ones with the power, then we're going to keep on moving in the correct direction that we should be moving in.
That's right.
So I just had to put that little political snare out there. Who knows? I might have to get on those ballots for the next time around. I play with them every now and then, but I like more so to sit and be on the back side of it, because I know how the front side runs. But if I decide to suit on up and boot on up, somebody's going to be in trouble, and probably would be me with my mouth, because it is just the way it has to be. Authenticity, transparency, and the truth, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what it's about here, and I know you guys are about the people and music and the love. Phil, I love you. I will be speaking with Chaz. Listeners, December 3rd, Long Beach, it's the K-Sara?
Yes.
Sara.
Yes.
Okay. When I saw it, I thought it was, I didn't know if it was K-Sara, K-Sara. Do you have an address?
Yeah, you got K-Sara. That's right.
Do you have an address at hand, or I can put it out there later. We can look it up. But it's in Long Beach. Starting doors open performance is at 9:15. Doors open at 8:30. If I suggest to your listeners, be there at 8, okay? Because you
love
it.
Love
it. They're playing, it's going to be a crowd. So you want to get in there and get comfortable. It's something to see. We're talking about celebrate here. Celebrate yourself and go out. December 3rd to Long Beach to see Phil and them. You will not be disappointed. Phil, on that note, we're going to say thank you to you. I'm going to play this song from the heated discussion. It was the introduction song. But I think, you know, they need to know how we move over here. Okay? And I will remember, you know, my other song, I like Summertime Rain. That is my favorite because I know the story behind that. But the other song, Remember When?
Remember Yesterday.
So what I'm going to do for the listeners, I'm going to play this heated discussion. It was like an intro of what that play was about, because you guys really bring in the message. You bring the education in. If persons are wanting to really, really understand it, wherever they see that Phil and them are going to perform, they need to be there, okay? Definitely need
thank
to
you
be
for
there.
That.
No, thank you.
Thank you
for being who you are, as cool as you are. Thank goodness for Chaz, the manager, because, you know, he's taking care of everything of what they need to say or what they need to know about. And I don't speak with him a lot, but I know that he stays in tune and he's watching.
Yes, he does.
And he's moving, but he's pretty busy out there himself. Moving
That's
around,
right.
But I know he's in tune. He keeps his ears to the sidewalk, and you've got a excellent manager to get you out there to see what you have to do. And I'm going to not keep you, but I'm trying to find that baby so that
That's
they
good.
Can get
That's
a
good.
Listen to what. So if you give us some information one more time about Kay Sarah in Long Beach.
Okay.
I'm trying to promote that song.
It's Saturday, December the 3rd. It's going to, the doors open at 8:30, and it's actually spelled Q-U-E, Sarah, S-E-R-A. The address is 1923 East 7th Street in Long Beach. 7th Street in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
1923. And if they say Phil, they'll get a discount. Put Phil, P-H-I-L, they'll give a discount with that ticket price. We'd love for them to come out. R&B, pop, funk, people, music, unite. We are filling them.
R&B, pop, funk, people, unite. And you said that something is going to come up, basically, that you didn't want to speak on that right now.
New Year's Eve.
You don't want to. What is
it? We don't want to talk about it. But
okay.
We're definitely in the pot. We're in the
You're
pot.
Definitely.
We'll let you know. You know, we'll be the first to let you know. So. And these
okay.
Guys
well, I'm trying to find my song, my Remember When.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to take them back out with my favorite, which is Summertime Rain.
Okay.
To check out. You know, we have listed here, and I don't want to hit the wrong thing. But I love anything that you do. I really like the acoustic sound, but I like the full 7-member band also. And like
oh, yeah.
I said, listeners, they rock out there, okay? You'll celebrate
you
whatever you're celebrating, and you're going to celebrate whatever you think. You think that you need to celebrate once you hear them out there. So I'm going to go in and replay my Summertime Rain, but I'm going to find that play into also. I just have to scan through it. Phil, we love you. I know you have to get back to your rehearsal. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy
thank
Thanksgiving
you, thank
to you.
You.
And don't eat too
I love you, Linda. Happy Thanksgiving.
Turkey. All righty.
See
we
you
love
soon.
You. Thank you.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Remember yesterday,
no
more games,
I
don't know anyway,
remember
yesterday,
remember,
it was just yesterday, and class she passed my way, had so much to say, I put a half and I ran away,
Not only do they sound good, each member in that band looks good. So you'll be entertained looking at some real good-looking people and hearing some extraordinary, excellent, professional sounds. They look good. They sound good. Go out and celebrate yourself. Now, I'm going to play a little bit of this play because this play, The Heated Discussion, was a play that Bennett Bell was in. And I'm telling you, they brought it home, okay? Phil and them, Philip Bell, is very, very talented in any way you want it brought. Listen to this, just a little bit of it, okay?
What would they say?
What would our leaders of old say? Would they see the news today? The activists, the artists, the writers, would they look at us and see our pain? What would they say?
What would they say? They can feel our pain. If they were here today, what would Malcolm say? What would Martin
say?
If they could see our pain,
what would they say?
What would Maya say? What would Nina say? They say, if we choose to fight, would Maya Angelou have a call to utter to help us rise up from this dark, painful gutter? What kind of story would James Baldwin write? And what speech could Martin Luther King preach to shed some light? Lorraine and Barry write a new ballet that deals with all the heartache that we're going through today. If they were here today, oh, if they could feel our pain, I wanna know if they were here today. I wanna know
what would they say
to the breaking news we see?
What would they say?
What would they say if we choose to bend the knee?
What would they say?
Not even Richard Pryor would dare to crack a joke.
What would they say
when he sees a man who was bound, cuffed, and choked?
You know, we're here today, and we have to remember that they put it in us to keep it going. The change is already here. Keep in mind, we have a lot to be thankful for. And number one, that we're here to make the change and continue the legacy to move on. We love you out here. I'm just going to carry you out with some music. But that play was called Heated Discussions, and Philip Bell played the part of Richard Pryor, and I thought I was looking at Richard Pryor. We love you out here. I just wanted to share that with you. There's so much talent out here. We have such a big job to do. We have made the changes, and we will continue. We love you. I'm going to carry you out with music. Have a wonderful Monday. Hope we gave you a lot to be mindful for.
Yeah. supremacy. I don't understand how.